Hello?
Michael.
Speaking.
Hey, Mike, it's me, David.
Oh, hey, local sorry, didn't recognize the number.
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. Yeah, I saw you, and I was that's just right. on the line with the business owner, and I saw you had just called me, and I was like, oh, there's Mr. Rogers. I was like, I got to, you know, give him a call right back. So, you know,
okay.
I finished up what I was doing, so I give you a call back.
Well, I appreciate that.
But yeah, oh, for sure.
Started finalizing all the stuff on the phone, and my phone calls, you know, the time we spent on the phone and stuff like that, I had no problem. I don't usually have a problem with connection to my area. And I forget his name, but when he tried calling me to finalize all, you know, to go through whatever else had to happen, the phone kept cutting out. It was really, really bad. I mean, we couldn't get through it, you know. I said it was already going to take 40 minutes to begin with, and now with this going on, it's going to take forever. I mean, I had to keep calling him back and calling him. It just got to be cumbersome. I was like, well, I don't have time today for, you know, that, you know. And he tried it again, and the same thing happened again. So I'm not sure where he's calling from or what his phone setup is, but it's just not stable enough or whatever for us to get through a phone call like that. So I don't know how to rectify that.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know what's going on there. You know, Spencer, he's also here
Spencer.
In California. Yeah, his name's Spencer.
Okay.
So he's also here in California. He's with the map coordinating team, right? So that's what he's doing. And I mean, he takes those. I mean, that's basically his job all day long. He's doing onboarding calls, right?
Yeah.
So it might be something with a connection, but I will say, let me pull up the calendar and get you scheduled down at an available slot where we can, you know, finish that up. If you have some time today, it looks like I got some slots open this morning. Let me see.
Well, we've tried a couple times, and it just doesn't – the phones just don't hang on. I don't know what it is, you know.
Let me see here. I'm trying to see if he's available now. Let me see. So right now you're at 10:25. Okay, so – and flip our calendar. So if we do 9, if I can get you a call at 9 a.m. our time, that would put you at 11 a.m. your time.
Oh, when I called, I forgot about the time difference.
yeah, for sure. We got, because you're in New Jersey, so that's 3 hours. You got 3 hours ahead of us, right?
Yeah.
So 9. Oh, so that would be 12 noon for you, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Well, that's fine. I mean, today is pretty much a... What happened was that after that day, I got a few calls. I was on the road, and then we tried again, and it's just for some whatever reason. And I know it's not on my end because I keep checking my phone. So whatever's going on with the phone system there or whatever, it's just not working out between him and I. I mean, so, you know, hopefully that's rectified because I would say something, and then a minute would go by. And it would drag and drag and then it disconnected or whatever. It was really weird, you know, so.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know what caused it.
Yeah. So I'm going to get with our IT team right now, too, and have them check out Spencer's.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine me being the only one that's happened to. I will say
that so far, this is the only one this week that – We've had a problem getting the client onboarding call finished up. So I'm going to have our IT team just check out maybe that direct connection because, I mean, that's what it seems like. It might be like more than anything else.
I mean, something's going on for sure.
Something's going on for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Almost got this one out to you, brother. Just give me 1 sec.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not him. It's a tech part.
IT system, IT system.
Like you're clear as a bell, right? And his voice is clear. It was just, I don't know, whatever was going on, it would just hang on for like a minute, and then he'd pop in, and then it's in and out.
Right. So you should be getting that calendar invite coming over to you right now. There it goes. I'm trying to give you a reminder. I went ahead and I put you down for 9 a.m. so that way you can get your call right at 12. Spencer, it seems like he has most of the information. It seems like he's just going to try to finish up. It shouldn't take the whole 30, 40 minutes of the phone call. Maybe about 15, 20, right? Perfect.
Well, it doesn't matter as long as the phone call isn't a snag or lag or anything like that.
Yeah, for sure, right? We just got to get it done. Get it in, get it done.
Right.
That way we get you taken off and everything taken care of. I definitely appreciate your patience, Mr. Rogers.
No problem, yeah.
And you know, thanks for keeping communication open with me. That's definitely a big plus for us. You know, when we're able to communicate with you, so that's great. I'm going to make sure that Spencer gets on the line with you today. I already placed it on our calendar. If there's anything you need between now and then, just give me another ring, brother. I'm going to be right here for you.
Well, thank you for calling so early. I forgot about the time difference.
Yeah. Well, I'm here at 7 a.m., right? So that's 10 a.m.
Okay.
y'all's time. So it's not too early for you, but for me, I'm bright and early. Right.
So I get up at 6:30, you know, 6 o'clock every morning. So yeah, like the rest of the world probably.
Early bird gets the worm. Right? Hey, look, and nowadays, let's be honest, nowadays, it's not the rest of the world. It's us and people like us. Other than that, everybody
sleeps
because they were up all night playing their video games and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The younger generation.
There is that. They're making money off YouTube, which I thought was ridiculous, but I was wrong when I told my kids not to get involved in that.
Right? They freaking, all these guys ended up rich with it. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, if I had known that, I would have said, hey, get on YouTube.
Get on YouTube right now.
Yeah, I mean, take care of dad later on. That's all.
Yeah, for sure, man. That would have been, yeah. Hey, it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen Hot Tub Time Machine. You ever seen that movie where they go
what
back
is it
in
called?
Time? Hot Tub Time
Which
Machine?
One? I don't think I've seen that one.
You gotta see it, man. They go back in time, so the guy, and it's literally back into like the 80s, right?
Okay.
And they go to like a ski cabin and they hit a hot tub, and then when they finally go back, the guy changed everything from Google. It's called Lugal. And like, it's all different types, you know, what he just
right.
And he ends up rich.
Course of things.
Hilarious, man. Hilarious, man. You got great movie, man.
I'll have to check that out.
For sure.
All right, well, Dave, thank you for returning my call, and hopefully we'll get this squared away today or so.
Definitely. We're going to get you done. We're going to get it taken care of for you today, and like I said, I'll be here for you, brother. So I'll be calling you back around 12 to get that taken care of, Spencer.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, Michael. Have a good one, brother. Talk to you in a
bit. You too. Bye-bye. Yep.